Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, a weird thing just happened.
What's that?
When I tried to join you for the podcast, this guy stopped me.
Oh, yeah. That's a new company policy. You need to show your lanyard. Okay, Patrick, more new music today. We'll round up the week here with a couple of picks. I have a couple of picks, and that's February new music. And then we'll get to the interns and listeners next week. And I think that'll pretty much take up all next week. So there
Excellent.
People, I think, enjoy this series that we do once a month. So
become very popular. Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
And that's how I get all my new music that I missed during that month. So.
Okay, well, as often happens with the new music... Oh, by the way, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
As often happens with the new music, we, you know, oftentimes we'll pick artists that maybe you haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stuff that we have discovered. Sometimes it's brand new to us as well.
Yep.
And I'm not going to do that today.
Okay.
Today, I'm going to go with a couple of old favorites. New music from old favorites.
Okay.
Is what you might subtitle this episode. And let's start here with there's a new album that came out in February by The Hold Steady.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So this song is Lanyards.
When you're stuck out in the middle, you just figure that there's something you're missing. But it turns out that California is just tripping and disinterested kissing. Back in my hometown, there was nothing but the hum of the locusts. And the rest of my life to get used to being washed out of showbiz. I was down around the docks, but I never saw anyone surfing. From a distance, it looked pretty much perfect, but it's different in person. Doctor said he only wants to help me make more healthy decisions. Went out around the 4th of July and I was back by Thanksgiving. I danced around the subject and swam in the Pacific like the westernmost American. Lanyards in the laminates, everybody's trying to get the right kind of wristband. Again, she just wasn't answering. Showbiz is a struggle, man. Someone call an ambulance. Straighten out a necklace, and we sped a good Samaritan.
All right, there you go. That's from the new album.
Nice.
Open Door Policy is the name of that album, and one of the notable aspects of this album is it brings back original keyboardist Franz Nicolay, and he was, of course, always really instrumental to their sound, to the Hold Steady sound, and so people are excited about that. So when you think about the Hold Steady, Patrick, I mean, I always think there's like sort of a dark undercurrent in like everything they do, right?
Yep.
But but it's interesting to hear Craig Finn talk about it. I found this interview in from Paste about this new album, and he says... The early Hold Steady songs are about partying. But this, meaning the new stuff, is the other side of it. The hangover, the depression, and the people trying to self-medicate to cope with their lives, right?
Interesting.
So, yeah, I know. So in his mind, it's gotten darker even, right? You know, with age, right?
From a dark place to, to going even darker.
Right. And this song is basically about... well, it's called Lanyards, and there's a mention of, like, you know, everybody's trying to get the right wristband or whatever. So there's this whole sort of, like, theme of, like, what you need to sort of belong or get access, right, and all of that.
Right.
And it's, of course, it's, like, in typical kind of, like, Hold Steady fashion, you know, really, like, detailed story song, which he's so good at. And, you know, it's about a guy who goes from, like, Missouri to California and is just trying to get into, like, the right parties and that sort of thing, or get the right access in, like, Hollywood. But then hooks up with this woman who ends up, like, overdosing on drugs. And then he needs the, like, wristband to visit her in the hospital or whatever. You know what I mean? Or or she has, like, the hospital wristband and all. It's anyway, so it's interesting because yesterday you were talking about Nick Cave and sort of, like, the cinematic quality of Nick Cave's music and things like that. And I think you could say the same kind of thing about the Hold Steady.
Totally. Right? Yeah. Yeah. You know, some of those things, I mean, you go back to a song from the old days, like Chicago Seemed Tired Last Night. I mean, you could see that becoming a movie, you know,
right.
like a film. Totally. Yeah. But that's really, really interesting. I mean, I like that line. The doctor said he's just trying to help me make healthy decisions.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a good one. Yeah. I mean, his lyrics are totally incredible. So very cool. I mean, that's a band, you know, you sometimes forget about, but they're still out there cranking it out and doing their
totally,
thing.
Totally. Yeah. And I think his songwriting is just, it's still really solid. Like,
yeah.
And I think part
I
of
like
it is
that.
Part of it is because he's allowed his songwriting to mature with him as a person. Right. So, you know, where maybe he was writing about, you know, sort of the mistakes of youth earlier on. Now he's, like you said, he's sort of writing about the repercussions as you get older, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. What that means, right?
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. That's cool. That is very cool.
Okay. Now, here's another old favorite going back a little bit older even. And I just heard this song. The single was released just a few days ago as we record this.
Okay.
And instantly fell in love with it. You know how you just have like instant reaction to a song? You're just like, where has this song been all my life, right?
Yep.
Like, it's one of those. It's just so good. It's a single from an upcoming album from Dinosaur Jr., all right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. And this song is called I Ran Away.
I'm never sure who decided to take. Never sure when I'm awake. There's a difference, make it three. If I could change, I would agree. There's a section out of reach. Little things I'd like to keep. Rattles in your head aside. I'd expect another time. I ran away. I gave it up today.
All right, there you go, Dinosaur Jr.
Beautiful. I love that. That was really cool with the kind of a mingling chiming guitars right there. I didn't know if at some point we were going to hear like
right.
A big loud overdub was going to come in somewhere. Yeah,
not so much, but you're right. You sort of expect that in a Dinosaur Jr.
Kinda
song.
Waiting,
but interestingly, that 12-string guitar is played by Kurt Vile.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is unusual.
Yeah, who co-produces this album that is coming out, coming out April 23rd. The album is called Sweep Into Space.
Very cool. I didn't know that. That's going to be neat.
And the thing I love about it, and this is true, I think, for a lot of Dinosaur Jr. Work, a lot of Jay Maskus stuff, I think people get so focused on, like you said, like often there's like a wall of distortion and feedback and stuff like that in his music, and then he has this kind of groggy vocal delivery that he does, but I think people overlook the fact that the guy can write some pop songs.
Oh yeah,
you know,
he's
right?
always had that talent. Yeah, absolutely. And no, well said, Jim. Sometimes he does bury him in layers and layers of distortion, you know, coming out of Marshall amps, but they're definitely there. So man, I'm really looking forward to this new album. That's great news. And I hope Lou gets his two songs as well.
Yeah.
Two or three he usually gets.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. When this popped up on my Spotify, I was just like, oh my gosh, what is that? That's so good.
That's very
catchy.
And
so it's really nice to, and it's sort of like a hearing from an old friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Beautiful. You're right.
And
right.
Glad to hear that they're doing well. You know
that
what I mean?
Great.
So, yeah.
Yep. So. He's got the same hair, Jay. It's just all white now, where it used to be black.
Okay, so there you That's go. Great. Those are my two, the Hold Steady Excellent and Dinosaur choices, Jr.
Sir.
So,
yeah. All right.
For all the alt-rock kids out there. Okay.
There you go. For those of us who remember.
That's right. Okay, we will close out with another cover song at the end of this show. And then, like I said, we'll have a bunch of February new music picks next week as well from others.
Sounds good.
The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I want to ask you about this cover I wanted to play real quick. Do you think people know the artist Iris DeMent?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all that matters. So this is like, because I'm always a little bit, you know, should when we play covers, should they be well-known songs like Careless Whisper, for example, yesterday? Or is it okay to play a cover of a song that people may not be that familiar with? And that's what we're going to do here today, right? So
cool.
If you are familiar with Iris DeMent, country artist, or sort of alt-country-ish, right?
Yep.
From a few years back.
Very unique voice.
Yeah, totally. Well, this song is covered here by an artist I really like. Advanced Bass is the sort of the band name, but it's not really a band. It's this guy, Owen Ashworth.
Yeah.
Really moody kind of stuff. And he does a cover of Easy's Getting Harder Every Day, which I think is a good, I think, which might connect with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, these days, right? Over the past, you
totally.
Know, year or so. So.
Yep.
All right. So we'll leave you with that and we'll talk to you later.
Standing barefoot on the cold wood floor, looking out the window of my back door. If it keeps on raining, I think the whole damn house is gonna float away. Alarms buzzing at the break of dawn. My husband's asking, is the coffee on? And easy's getting harder every day. I drop the baby off at school at night and bust the lights to get myself to work on time. Or I'll be staring at the clock, just waiting to knock off another day.
And I hope Lou gets his two songs.